my life and my family. And it's been how many years that we are here in New Zealand, and also we're away from family, and God led us to Milford Baptist Church, and which became also another part of our family. And I'm just thankful that God led us to this church, and also God led us to you, a group of people who are there to encourage us, and also who's willing to pray for us. And yeah, I thank everyone, especially God, for giving us that opportunity to serve at Milford Baptist Church. So thank you, everyone, and thank you, Lord. And yeah, would you join me in prayer again, please? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and goodness to our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony of the lives of the people of Milford Baptist Church, Lord God. These people have been an encouragement to us as they go out and serve you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you have united us to come here to church to worship and serve you. And may your name be glorified in our lives, Lord God. Lord, please cleanse our hearts and minds. Forgive us of all our trespasses and sins, Lord God. May you cleanse our thoughts, our motives. And may you grant us the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our daily lives, Lord God. We pray for the families of that have been affected of the crash that happened in India, Lord God. We pray for comfort and strength. And also we pray that you will grant them your peace as they undergo a very grieving situation, Lord God. And also provide for all the needs of the families. We also pray for the people of Israel and Iran. As we have heard about wars and rumors of wars, Lord God, that's happening right now. May you will guide the government of each country, Lord, that they will have a ceasefire. And also they will know Jesus Christ as the Prince of Peace, Lord God. We also pray for the nation of New Zealand, what's happening around. We know that you are in control because you are our sovereign Lord, our God. And we know that you are in control of our lives as well, Lord God. And we pray for the government of New Zealand. May you will guide them and also give them the wisdom as they lead this country. We also pray for the churches here in New Zealand, Lord God. May you will give them unity. May you give them the commitment to serve you more, even in perilous times, Lord God. We know that dangerous times are going to come, but we know that you are with us and will be with us to the end of the world, Lord. And may we bless your word that will be preached by your servant today. Please prepare our hearts and mind as we listen. And may this will be an encouragement to us as we go on our daily lives in the following week, in the following month, in the following year. Thank you, Lord, for everything. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus.